once there's a way to get back homeward. Once there's a way to get back home. Sleep pretty, darling, do not cry, and I will sing a lullaby. I will sing a lullaby. Once there was a way to get back homeward. Once there was a way to get back home. I will sing a lullaby.
Welcome to Beatle Nation. I'm your host, Lucia, and co-host,
Claire.
And this is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, a listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. We are Beatle Nation, not Story Garden.
Beatle Nation is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR members and by the Printed Image, specializing in custom screen prints and printing and embroidery since 1980. The Printed Image offers American apparel and organic cotton options and can be reached at 898-9525. Okay, so our first song today is Carry That Weight, and Carry That Weight was recorded in 1969. It took 17 takes to get the final copy. In the last chorus, "Boy, you're going to carry that weight," "boy" sounds like Paul, which confuses people, and this song was written by Paul, so have fun listening. So, yeah.
Welcome back to Beatle Nation on KZFR with your host Lucia and co-host
Claire.
That was Carry That Weight. The next song we're going to do is Obladi Oblada, which is one of my favorite songs. The title was a catchphrase used by a friend of Paul's named Jimmy Scott, who was a congo player Paul met in a London pub. Obladi, Oblada. Welcome back to Beatle Nation on KZFR. It comes to you every first and third Thursday, covered by your hosts Lucia and
Claire.
That was Obladi Oblada. Now, Claire, what's your next song?
Lovely Rita, which is awesome, which is an amazing song. Lovely Rita is actually an example of the type of song John despised. He thought these songs were boring because they carried no message and no meaning. So, Paul wrote it. So, yeah. Paul wanted to sound like the Beach Boys in the song. And it was recorded in 1967. To make the noises in the song, all four Beatles crowded around the same mic, each one holding a comb wrapped in toilet paper close to their mouth to make unusual sounds. And Lovely Rita Meets Her Maid, that's actually... Paul actually met a meter maid that was... Well, a lady who... gave him a ticket, and then he asked her name, and she made a big enough impression on him that he actually wrote a song basically about her. So hope you enjoy this amazing songness. Yayness. Okay, we'll see.
When it gets dark, I tell you.
Welcome back to Beatle Nation on KZFR with your host, Lucia, and co-host,
Claire.
Excellent. That was Lovely Rita. The next song I am going to do is She's Leaving Home, and it's a very sad song. And Paul got this song idea from a newspaper article about a 17-year-old girl who, like, it seemed like she had everything, and she went missing. The eerie thing is that Paul and the rest of the band actually met the runaway 3 years before she ran away on a TV show. But they didn't recognize her at all. So.
Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock, as the day begins, silently closing her bedroom door, leaving the note that she hoped would say more. She goes downstairs to the kitchen, clutching a handkerchief. Quietly turning the back door key, stepping outside, she is free.
We gave her most of our lives,
is leaving,
and sacrificed most of our lives. We gave her everything money could buy.
Snores as his wife gets into a dressing gown, picks up the letter that's lying there, standing alone at the top of the stairs. She breaks down and cries to her husband, "Daddy, our baby's gone. Why would she treat us so thoughtlessly? How could she do this to me?
We never thought of ourselves, never a thought for ourselves. We struggled hard. to get by.
She's leaving home after living alone for so many years.
Friday morning at 9 o'clock, she is far away, waiting to keep the appointment she made, meeting a man from the motor trade.
She, what did we do that was wrong?
He's heavy.
We didn't know it was wrong.
Fun
is the one thing that money can't buy.
Welcome back to Beatle Nation on KZFR. That was Bungalow Bill. And covering all the Beatles stuff is your host, Lucia, and co-host...
Claire.
And tell us about that beautiful Bungalow Bill song.
So, Bungalow Bill is a beautiful song. Anyways, Yoko Ono, John's girlfriend, just in case people don't know that. She's saying that really high, weird voice in there that I forgot the line, but, and It was recorded in 1968. It took 3 takes. Everyone in the studio sang along to the chorus. That's why it sounds like there's multiple people singing. And John wanted a live atmosphere in there. This was actually based on a guy that they met on their trip in India who went out to kill some tigers and then came back to talk to the god. So it's kind of a strange song. And yeah, that's it for now about Bungalow Bill, Mr. Bungalow Bill. And
the next song I'm gonna do is Mean Mr. Mustard, which is one of my mom's favorite songs. And this is about another newspaper article, like she's leaving home, about a man who hid all of his money away so no one from the government will be able to take it. And his name is Mr. Mustard.
I guess.
Here is Mean Mr. Mustard.
Mean Mr. Mustard sleeps in the park, shaves in the dark, trying to save paper.
Welcome back to Beatle Nation with your hosts, Lucia and
Claire.
Yeah. That was Mean Mr. Mustard. The next song we're going to do is
Wild Honey Pie. And this was written in India. And it was one of John's sound experiments. He has fun making that. And it was recorded in 1968. And let's enjoy this song, everybody. So, happy face. Okay.
Welcome back to Beatle Nation on KZFR. That was Wild Honey Pie. And for some reason, I just noticed that the only words in it was Wild Honey Pie. I guess I don't need to look up the lyrics for that.
And so our next song is I'm Looking Through You. Paul wrote this about his wife, Jane. And it was recorded in 1965, and to make a percussion noise, Ringo tapped a box of matches against his finger in it. So, and it's really interesting about that. And so, here you go.
I'm looking through you, where did you go? Thought I knew you, what did I know?
Welcome back to Beatle Nation on KZFR with your host, Lucy, and co-host...
Claire.
That was I'm Looking Through You. And apparently that was my mom's second favorite song, so this is just her favorite Beatle Nation ever for her. The next one is Come Together. And it was the first song on the Abbey Road record. It was chosen to be the first song on the Abbey Road record. And the paragraphs in it are... all refer to a certain Beatle. So, like, he's got Ono Sideboard, obviously refers to John.
And you.
And Yoko, and others. See if you can find which Beatles match which paragraphs.